You know, my friends, love songs, they take on many forms of clothing. It could just be, baby, I love you. It could be, I told you I love you, now get out. It could be holding on, man. It shows the strength of what love is all about. And all of the forms and fashions inform my good friend who's stopping by to chat with us about love and other things in his life this morning. Gregory Porter, how you doing, man?
I'm great and really glad to be with you. Yeah.
Like you said a moment ago, it's been a minute, hasn't it?
It's been a little while, unfortunately, you know.
That's
been
okay.
Running around, you know, been running around the world, finally, you know, get back home to, you know, to my people.
To your people, that's exactly right. Now, you know, the focus of your latest recording, Nat King Cole and Me, is the latest, but yet it's a look over your shoulder. I wish more people did that. And since the last time we talked, we had Water going and Be Good. But since then, you've traveled all around the world, like you say, and you even got a chance to wave at the Queen. Am I correct?
This is true.
That wasn't that the night she dropped into Augie's, I think. Maybe not.
I was playing at the Royal Albert Hall, and the Queen was in attendance, and I did a song actually special for her. It was a gospel song. It's been an extraordinary journey, and 250 shows a year for the last, you know, 5-6 years now. So,
Strike when it's hot, babe. Strike when it's
hot. Yeah.
But now, as I mentioned, Nat King Cole. That was kind of the first voice, star, person, if you will, that you gravitated toward as a young boy, right? You really loved the music of Nat Cole. Why is that?
Yeah, well, in without my father around, somehow, you know, this is just an example of the power of music. Nat's voice and his images on his album covers, you know, made a real impact on me, and somehow filled this void that I had, you know, with my father not around talking to me. Something about Nat's voice and the lyric really talked to me in a kind of in a fatherly way, and it sounds like a good story, made up story, but it's that's how I was listening to the music when I was a kid. And so I was listening to, Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder and the music of the day. But Nat's music on vinyl was what I was listening to. It was my own special thing. And it was very, very important to me.
And when, my friends, you're listening right now, you can tell when it comes to depth and resonance and sense memory, that's what some people, if they're in touch, share from a stage. With other people, there's a distance, isn't there? But not with Gregory Porter. You're going to hear the story. There was a boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eyes, but very wise was he.
Gregory Porter spending some time with us this morning. And you remember the first time you heard that tune, man?
I do. I was 6 years old. And, you know, I made a little song on a tape recorder. My mother said, "You sound like Nat King Cole." And, you know, she was, I didn't sound like Nat King Cole, not at six. And then, but I went and listened to her record. And Nature Boy was the first song that I heard. And it just really just struck me. Just this powerful thing, this voice, this sound, this message. And then, and that message, the message of Nature Boy has influenced me and influenced my writing. It's in, that influence is in Painted on Canvas. It's in No Love Dying. It's in When Love Was King. And so this record was a tribute to that spirit, that energy that is Nat King Cole. Nat was really something interesting. I mean, I think when I think of his image and his style and his sound, and I think of the times that he was living in, Nat had this extraordinary thing, a charge on his life. He realized that he had to be almost more beautiful, more graceful, more elegantly dressed, more than was expected of him in order to open doors for, I think, a future generation. I mean, his genius is undeniable. The television show is undeniably brilliant. His dress, his style, his singing, there's no much you can have against it. And so just an extraordinary artist, and he knew what he was doing when he was making this music and opening doors. Yeah.
And we should mention that rendition you just heard was done with the London Studio Orchestra, right behind him. That must have been a special deal, too, for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was extraordinary. We were, you know, with the great arrangements from Vince Mendoza, we went to London and connected with this extraordinary orchestra. Many of the members were from the Royal Symphony Orchestra. And so, you know, it was just a pleasure to work with a 75-piece musical entity and make this music. So, yes, it was extraordinary.
1960 what?
1960 who?
Because you know, man. You know, as you come home to New York, there are people that know the lyrics.
Right. I've listened. The first place I played that, you know, I hadn't recorded it. I had written the song, and I took it into, you know, the little jazz club, St. Nick's Pub on 149th Street in St. Nicholas, really where I started my career in New York City. And the neighborhood jazz lovers are the people who confirmed me. The people who would you know, buy that $3 beer and stay there all night long, and just sitting and listening and enjoy the music. And so, you know, I'm forever grateful in my career to just the average everyday jazz listener that gave me encouragement and wind underneath my wings to try to do things that I'm doing all over the world. So it's you know, I'll never forget St. Nick's Pub.
Well, and I got to tell you, man, not just because you're on the phone. But I got to tell you, and also extend a heartfelt thank you, because of people like you who have crossed over into the world of pop and rhythm and blues, the world of jazz is better off for it, because you go there and you present jazz, and there's a jazz to everything you do. And as the popular song artists leave a venue where Gregory Porter has just left the stage, for some reason, many reasons, like maybe a 2.5-hour reason, they come away with a deeper appreciation. I didn't think I liked that jazz stuff.
I think
I kind of like this.
Right. They think it doesn't belong to them. Quite frankly, you know, if we continue to grow jazz and tell a new story, as well as holding on to the roots of the music, as long as we're writing new songs and expressing ourselves in a modern way, the music lives. You know, the music lives, but you have to hold on to the traditions of the music as well. So, I'm in both camps. You know, I allowed my music to be remixed and all. And you know, to be downloaded, you know, 100 million times But they also will sometimes come back to your original music. And then we have new jazz fans for the next generation. So it's been working. So, yeah.
Yes, indeed, it's been working. And people come away and it's like, well, how do you feel about that world of jazz now? Well, in a word, how about L-O-V-E?
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can. Love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Gregory Porter, our guest on WBGO, and right there, L-O-V-E, and special guest, Terrence Blanchard. How'd you and Terrence hook up, man?
Terrence, you know, I've been seeing Terrence at the festivals and at Jazz at Lincoln Center. I've been seeing him all over the world, and we've just always had the desire to work with each other, and this was the first opportunity, and I hope I'll be able to be on one of his records sometime soon. But he was just, you know, amazing on the tunes that he joined me on, this song and the Christmas song. But the personnel, the rhythm section, Christian Sands on piano and Reuben Rogers on bass and Ulysses Owens on drums, just a great feeling in the studio to do this music.
That's a dangerous crew, man.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous crew. And, you know, those last three cats you mentioned, I mean, that really puts a stamp on the fact that, you know, the music's in good hands, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, there's music, and then there's also like the spiritual thing that happens for me in the studio. I mean, when we performed Nature Boy and When Love Was King, and you know, some of these songs, they weren't just songs. It was like, you know, the orchestra was just. It's just so emotive, and just everybody, you know, we would record a song and just like, ooh, man, it was something in the room. And it's a good feeling to work with musicians like that.
What's next for you with all this success that you have had, including a Grammy nomination in the pop category just a few weeks ago? What would you like to do next? Because, you know, you got that Erster, man, as Sammy Davis would say. You got that Erster. What are you going to do with it?
It's my desire is to continue to make music that's, you know, strikes to the heart. That's like, and to write music that people feel, and to write from personal experience. I mean, I'm thinking of songs like, you know, Take Me to the Alley. I'm thinking of songs like 1960, and just, you know, we're in a time where, you know, something needs to be said in the music as well. I mean, this is the tradition of jazz. I think I want to continue to do that. You know, the funny thing is the more I am myself, in some interesting way, the more successful the records are doing. So I'll continue to just be Gregory Porter and hope that that's sufficient.
Well, that's the thing, and I'm going to tell you, it is sufficient, man, because people want to hear Gregory Porter's stories, man.
They really do,
because, you know, those stories come from the heart, man, and deep inside a place where, you know, everybody goes to that place, but your ability to then express that place is beholden to just a few, and
right.
you're one of those few, man. But it's a shared common experience for sure.
Yeah, you said it.
Your ability to open yourself up and tell your stories is something, you know, in my checkered career that I'll never forget, man.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
I'll never forget it. Gregory Porter, thank you for being with us on WBGO. We've been together from the very start, haven't we?
Yes, we have, man. It's been really amazing.
We have one of our members told a story, making a pledge few fun drives ago and said, you know, Greg Reporter sang at my house. He worked in his bakery. And somebody said, hey, there's this cat down the street, man. He can really sing. And you know, we paid him like $100 come to the house and sing. And, you know, I would, the whole time, I'm like, look, man, I don't have this kind of money all the time just laying around. Can this guy lay it down or what? Or is he just, you know, is it fall a steep drop off right after the croissants? No, man, he can do it. And so we go back together all the way back to the beginning, man.
Yeah, yeah, before anybody knew me. So, and I really appreciate WBGO for supporting me and putting my music out there into the world. So thank you so much.
You know what tune I really like? I really like this tune off Liquid Spirit called Hey Laura.
All right.
You like that tune?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah? Can you tell me something about it?
It's a real story, a real person, and you're going to get me in trouble the day before Valentine's Day. Yeah, it was somebody in my life before I was married, and it's really checking on somebody, you know, after they're out of your life to see what they're doing. It's not really ringing the doorbell 12 o'clock at night.
Right.
It's checking on them to see what's going on in their life after it's too late. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
The story of love, you know.
And you know what? The ability to lay this on a record.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes to the strength of your own relationship, my friend.
There you go.
Thank you very much, man. We look forward to your next visit. They're all too infrequent, man. Come back, see us. Come hang out. Come play some of your favorite. Play some of your favorite sides with us some morning. I would really dig that, man.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We will do that soon, man. Thank you.
All right, Greg Reporter. It runs deep, my friends, and with us today on WBGO.
Hey, Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. I really am sorry, but it just couldn't wait. Is there someone else instead of me? Go ahead and lie to me and I will believe. You're not in love with him, and this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me.